Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kedushin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Yud Beis. Here we're going to discuss the halachos of the Iser Yichud. Besides for some exceptions, like a husband and a wife, a father and a daughter, a brother and a sister, there are other exceptions as well. A man and a woman are not allowed to be alone together. Originally, this was an Iser Min HaToyda, and the Iser applies to any woman that it is also for this person to marry. She's a married woman, she's one of the Ervas. Later on, the Chachamim added that the Iser Yichud applies to anybody, even with a Pnuya. This was in the times of David HaMelech. A Pnuya means a girl that's not married. Now I'll be alone with her. Let's see our Mishnah. Lo Yisyachid Adam, a person is not allowed to be alone. Im Shtei Nashim, not only with one woman, but even with two. Because there's a chashash, they're going to come to an Aveira. Avul Bat, says the Mishnah Vayter, Isha Achas, one woman, Misyachedes, it's mut of her to be alone, Im Shnei Anashim, with two men. Here there is no chashash, it'll come to an Aveira. Because each of these men, each one will be embarrassed of the other one. Why we don't say the same, that each woman will be embarrassed by the other one? So Chazal understand this, how they touched up human nature. This heter, that two men can be together in an enclosed area with a woman, is dafka if the two people are kesherim. They're upright people that have a good reputation. But if they are perutzim, people that don't act in a proper way, then not only cannot two men be alone with the woman, but even many can't. So there's a big shaila what this means. Some say it means the only people that are allowed to be alone with a woman is if they are big tzaddikim. The Gemara says, like Rav Chanina, Bar Papi and his friends, where they once had an Nisayan and they were able to stand up to the Nisayan, but stam person can't. Others say no. We don't mean that he has to be mamash a tzaddik. We mean he has to be a person that has a good reputation, doesn't have a reputation of doing things that are not wrong, and under those circumstances, two such people can be alone with a woman. This din that a person cannot be together with two women would have an exception, explains the Batanura, if these two women don't like each other. For example, they're tzarais, one to another. They're both wives to the same husband. Each one would love to go to the husband. You know, the other wife is not loyal to you. That's usually how it is. Or they were Yevamais, or it's a woman and her stepdaughter, or a woman and her mother-in-law. These are people that they don't trust each other. So with two such women, there's no concern. He's going to do an aveira with one of them because the other one will for sure tell out. Vayter zakt de Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Af ish echad, even one man, misyachid im shtei nashim, can be alone with two women. Bizman she'ishta ima, if his wife is also with him, she is going to prevent him from sinning. And not only would this be mutter in his house, but even if they're, and not only if these other women are guests in his house, they're for sure, the wife will watch, but even if they're in a place, let's say in an inn, it's not a problem, they can all sleep under the same roof. V'yoshan imohem bepundiki, they can sleep together in the same area in the inn, and they she'ishta, because his wife, mishamartoi, will watch him. His wife will make sure that her husband doesn't do an aver. Zok the Mishnah weiter, misyachid adam, it is okay for a person to be alone im imai, with his mother, ve'im vita, or with his daughter. V'yashan imam, when they're very small, they can mamash sleep together in the same bed, bekiruv basar. But imigdulu, once they become big, once the son of the daughter gets big, then they cannot be so close together with the father or with the mother. Rather, concludes the Mishnah, Zu yesheina biksusa, she may sleep in her clothes, v'ze yashen biksusa, and he can sleep in his clothes. Only then would it be mutter. So in our Mishnah we learned about the Iser Yichud, a person cannot be alone even with two women, in an enclosed area, for sure not with one. Tanakama holds that one woman could be alone with two men. Remember, we understand that that is only anoshim ksheirim and not anoshim prutzim. We explained that if the two women don't like each other, like their tzarais, or a mother-in-law and a daughter, or it's likely that they don't like each other, then it's okay. Because we know one would tell out on the other one. Reb Shimon told us in our Mishnah that even one man can be alone with two women if his wife, his own personal wife, is also there with them, because she's going to make sure that he should not sin. And in conclusion, the Mishnah told us a person can be alone with his mother, with his daughter. The Isser of Yichud does not apply to close relatives. Although the Mishnah doesn't say it, but the Gemara tells us a brother and sister also don't have an Isser Yichud.